But my clip-on microphone is turned on. It's testing. Oh, it is turned on. Okay. I'm going to put it a little closer. It's nice to see you this morning. I was looking out at the congregation and somehow I thought there were only like a couple of you here. And as you started to come, there were way more than I thought. So I'm happy to see you all. I guess you were hiding behind the pews and behind taller people. This morning I'm thinking about people who are in charge. People who are in charge of other people. People who are in charge of important stuff. And I'm wondering if you can help me out. Who is in charge when you're at home? In your house? Yeah. Your moms and dads? Yeah? Aunts, uncles, and grandparents? Okay, yeah. God, good answer. We're going to come back to that one a little bit later on. Okay, one more question. Who is in charge when you are at school? Yeah, just call it out. Ah, I hear teachers and I hear principal. Somebody who knows who's in charge of the teachers, right? Cool. How about when someone's at work, when your mom or dad is at work, who's in charge there? Yeah. The boss. Right. Now, maybe your mom or dad is the boss, possibly. Or maybe your mom and dad has a boss. Maybe both. Anyway, how about who's in charge of the country where we live? Or, okay, so I'm going to take your second answer first. The mayor, we might say, is in charge of the city where we live. Kinda. And I heard, what was another answer? Who's in charge of Canada? There it is. That's one of the important leaders is the Prime Minister. And somebody also said the Queen, so that's a good answer too. They have a big important role of leadership. They might not be in charge of everything. They have to work together with a lot of people. But they do have an important job of being a leader and making some important decisions. So I'm wondering, have you ever been in charge? I hear some no's and I hear some yeses. Have you ever been at school, say, and you're in your classroom and the teacher says, you know what, I have to go down the hall to talk to so-and-so. While I'm gone, you're in charge. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Yeah, once in a while? And that's sometimes been you? So what do? The teacher's gone and you're in charge. What do? Make sure everybody's quiet and do their work. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Has anyone been tempted to do anything else? Yeah, what do when you're in charge? Make sure everyone is positive. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah? Another idea? Be quiet so people can work. You guys have great answers this morning. But I was kind of thinking like, the teacher's down the hall and I'm in charge. How about turn on the music? How about let's move the desks around and make a fort? How about no homework for the rest of the year? I'm in charge. Nobody thought that? I think maybe you guys thought, well, I try to do what the teacher would have done if the teacher had been there. Maybe because you know that the teacher's actually coming back again in a little while. And so if you do start a dance party in the class, that maybe that's not going to go over too well. Because you're in charge for the moment. You're in charge for right then and there. But you know that really the teacher is in charge. And you want to do well and do what the teacher would ask of you to do. So I have one more question. Who's in charge at church? Yeah, anyone else have another answer? Ah, ha, ha, ha. I knew someone would say it. She said, me, I'm in charge. No, I'm not really in charge. Some people might think when they walk into a church that the minister is the person who's in charge. Or in a Presbyterian church like ours, they might say the elders are the ones who are in charge because the elders come together and they make decisions. But you know what? The first answer we heard was Jesus is in charge. And that's really right. It might look like some of us are in charge, but really we know that we're only kind of standing in, we're trying to do what Jesus would want us to do, just kind of like if you were put in charge of your classroom while the teacher's away. So we're trying to stand in, and God has given us some responsibilities as ministers, as elders, as all the people in the church, And we're trying to do what Jesus would have us do because we know that Jesus is really in charge. Now, I heard a quote this week, and this might be more for the adults than for you guys, but I'll see if you like it too. I heard this quote, and some of our Dutch folk might recognize this quote from Abraham Kuyper. And it says, "In the total expanse of human life, there is not a square centimeter of which Christ, who alone is sovereign, does not declare, 'This is mine.'" Okay, let's just say that in a little easier language. In everything in the world, in everything in human life, in our lives, there is not one little square centimeter. Every square centimeter belongs to God, belongs to Jesus. And so not just the church is Jesus in charge, but at your school, Jesus is in charge, and in your home, Jesus is in charge, and everywhere you go and everything that you do, Jesus is in charge. But Jesus gives you the chance to make some decisions yourself, right? Just like your teacher's gone from the classroom and you get to decide what to do, how to be in charge, what decisions to make, what choices to make, what to do with the things that God has given you, how to use everything that you have to do good in the world. And Jesus has given all of us that chance to be kind of in charge of our lives, to make our own decisions. But we only do it remembering that we want to do what Jesus wants us to do with our lives, because he's the one who's really in charge of our lives. And so today, on this day that we call the reign of Christ, that's Christ as the king, Christ is the ruler of all, we remember that Christ is in charge, and we try to live our lives in ways that honor him and give him glory and make him happy with the world and our lives. So we are going to sing now, number 260, Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. 260, that's right.